The Georgia General Assembly is looking to take on a big slate of healthcare-related legislation in 2019, including changes to Georgia's medical marijuana laws. That's what we'll be discussing this week on the Georgia Health Report. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. So Andy, before we talk about the proposals, can you remind us what Georgia's current medical cannabis laws look like?
Well, in Georgia, at the General Assembly back 3 years ago, there was passage of a controversial bill that allowed people with chronic health conditions to possess medical marijuana here in the state. And it was driven a lot by parents of kids who had seizure disorders. They were at the Capitol frequently bringing their kids there, and it really made a difference in terms of passing of this law 3 years ago.
And under the current law, what kind of medical marijuana use is allowed?
There are several health conditions that are covered by it, but something like 6,000 patients have access to it and have cards that are registered for medical marijuana. It could be anything from seizure disorders, like I talked about before, to cancer, late-stage cancer, Parkinson's disease, epilepsy. Intractable pain is another category that was recently added.
And just to be clear, they're using cannabis oil strictly for medicinal purposes.
Right. It's not for these patients to get quote-unquote high, but it's to ease the pain or ease the rate of seizures for these children and other people. The one problem with this situation here in Georgia, from the user's point of view, is that they're not allowed to bring it into the state, and the state doesn't currently allow cultivation or farming of the product so that people can actually buy it here and not have to transport it from other states.
So that said, what is the big change lawmakers are proposing?
Well, they would allow cultivation and sales of medical marijuana and hemp inside the state's borders so that there wouldn't be any law breaking, quote unquote, by people who need the medical cannabis for their medical conditions. Something like 29 states allow in-state cultivation, and Georgia would join them if the legislation passed.
So both of these proposals come from Republican-led committees, and in the second proposal, there's an argument for growing hemp as an option for farmers.
I think it is interesting that Republican committees have pushed this, but of course the leaders are not talking about recreational marijuana as you would see in a state like Colorado. And in-state cultivation has been proposed before in the years since the original law is passed, and it's gained some support. And so by allowing farmed hemp to be a part of the process, I think they would kind of stoke interest from farming communities and the lawmakers who represent them.
Okay, well, something to look forward to and follow in the new year. Andy Miller, Georgia Health News, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or GPBnews.org.